you have your Bible and want to look at the scripture, Lord, lay it on your heart. And I'll try to be brief. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. We do appreciate the Lord and His goodness this evening. You pray for us. Amen. As we look at His Word and pray God just touch us. Now if you missed this morning, you ought to get you a copy of it. We preached on a hell is no place to be. Amen. That hell is no place to be. But how God, through His grace, delivers us from that awful place called hell. Amen. And I want to kind of follow up with that tonight, if God will be our help, on how we can be saved and know it in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. I'll just look at two verses right quickly so that you can be seated so you won't have to stand forever. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 4. He said, "For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit." I want to preach tonight, if God be my help, for a few minutes on this thought: confidence. Confidence. Do we even know what confidence is? I was talking this week and going about things, and I run into a couple of people, and two different people talked to me this week, and they was talking about everything that's happened in the world, and they was talking about how this is happening, that's it happened, and how we have stories over here and stories over here, and you try to sort these things out to try to figure out what the truth is. And they said, and both people were talking, they said, "You know what, I just don't have no confidence in any of it. You don't know what to believe." They're trying to sort it out so that they can have confidence to believe something. See, I think that's what's wrong with the world today. We don't have no confidence, so the world don't believe anything. Amen? They're just in a quandary. They just throw their hands up in the air and they say, "Well, I just don't know." So the question I ask you tonight is this: where does confidence come from? Where do we get our confidence this evening? Amen. I'll tell you where we get our confidence from. We get our a confidence, according to Noah Webster's dictionary, the 1648, the good edition, before they went to changing what words meant. Amen. Making them think, making them into secular meanings. He says this. He said a confidence is an exercise of courage. Confidence means to be bold. Confidence means to be confident. To have something to be confident in. Amen. Does that sound about right? Hey man, I believe if you got confidence, praise God, you can have boldness. And I believe if you got boldness, praise God, it's because of an exercise of courage. Praise the Lord. So where does that confidence come from? Where do we get the confidence, praise God, to persevere and keep pressing on for the cause of Christ? It'd be easy to quit. Church, look at me. Anybody can quit. It don't take, you don't even have to put no effort into quitting. Just go sit down. Amen. You know, if you quit, if you just give up, you just say that you don't last long, you'll die. Amen. You get to where you can't go, you better keep going. Press on, praise God. Just keep pressing on. If we don't keep moving, we don't lubricate and you lock up. Kind of like an old piece of farm equipment. But you know, I got no hay rake up on the hill. And me and Teresa's been thinking about rejuvenate that thing and put it in the yard. It's an old horse-drawn hay rake that my granddaddy had. And he converted it, put a wooden tongue and stuff thing so he could pull it with his tractor. And when I was a little bitty feller, well, you can look at me now, I ain't real big. But when I was a little bitty feller, he used to pull that thing, before I started school, and me and him would rake hay with it. And it was one of them where you would rake the hay, and when the rake got full, you'd have to stop or slow down, and you had to kick a pedal. It was called kick, and you'd kick it, and that thing would fly up, and then it would go back down when you got off the pedal. And I was so little that he had motioned for me to kick it, and I'd jump off that seat and jump on that pedal with both feet. And that was the only way I could kick that pedal so that I could dump that hay. And then I'd scramble back up on that seat and he'd go again. And that old thing sitting up there beside the barn shed, and it's been sitting up there for over 30 years. And it hasn't been moved, and it's probably locked plumb up. Amen. Probably seized up. What I'm saying tonight is I don't have any confidence, Miss Joanne, that I can get that thing, roll it down there to the house and them old metal wheels, and set it up in my yard as a display and able to get it there without just dragging it along. I don't have no confidence in it. Amen? I just don't. There's no boldness to say, hey, look, you know, if I believe I'm going to get that, and I'll just pull it, and it'll roll wrong. Now, it might do it. It might be enough not old, that old grease and that thing for it'll roll right down there at the house, and I can put it and make Teresa a nice little pretty spot. She thinks it'll be pretty. I told her, I think it'll just be something to mow around. Amen? But I said that to say this. We got to have something to have confidence in. I was thinking about this as I was studying this. Now, this is a simple message tonight. It won't take rocket science to get it. And in order to have something, in order to be, have confidence in something, there's got to be some kind of display that'll lead you to that confidence. If you have a basketball team, and you got a fella on that basketball team, he's 6'6" tall. When he was a sophomore in high school, he could dunk a ball. He could jump like a gazelle. He could shoot from anywhere on the court and just swish the goal. Amen? He's good. And Allen was that way. Allen was able. And Allen would go to the games and he'd play his heart out. And they would win game after game. When he got to be a junior in high school, Allen was leading that team, praise God, as they won game after game. In his junior year, praise God, they went to the state tournament and just barely got beat. Amen? But his senior year, he come back as the captain of the team. Amen? And he was excited about it. And he was one of these that was a motivator. And he got them fellas so excited about playing basketball and about every one of them being the best they could be. He encouraged them. So Allen set forth, praise God, and went. And as we watched him go through from his junior high through the high school up into the later years of high school, we've seen Allen begin to improve. And as we've seen him on the team, we begin to have a confidence in our team because Allen was on the team. Amen. Now I'm going somewhere with this. Just hang on. So his senior year, the school had never won a state championship, never. But they said, with Allen this year, we're going to... And he was a brother. Every time he played, he scored 25, 30, 35 points. Shoot from anywhere and make a goal. Amen. Now I'm going to get to him in a minute, but we want to see the team. And so Allen would play and he would put that thing in the hoop and he would encourage it and he'd get the ball to people that could score. He had that ability. So as we went into the last year of his senior year in high school, we began to see him take charge and that thing began to just roll like a steamroller. And it rolled after one team and over another team and over the next team. They just couldn't compare. So what happened, Brother Jeff? We come toward the end of the season and everybody had confidence that this was going to be the year. Amen? So we had something to be confident in. Amen? So what it means to be confident, we have to have something. In other words, what I'm saying, we have to have something that's a fact. We have to build our confidence upon fact. What we have in the Word of God is we have fact. Verse number 6, he said, therefore we are always confident, knowing that, whilst we are home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. That's a fact. Amen? Ain't that right? Ain't that a fact? Hey, if I'm here, I'm not with him. Amen. Verse number 7, sir, we walk by faith and not by sight. Verse number 8, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. So the Bible says, because of fact, we have confidence. Now, we know, praise God, that we was looking for them to be a winning team, a state championship, because we had the facts. Amen. As long as Allen stayed well, as long as he was captain, that this year looked like this was going to be it. And we were confident. I mean, everybody was way up here. Amen. Praise the Lord. That we had to, because we had a fact, because we knew, praise God, what happened before could happen again. And just played out. Praise God. So we see the confidence that we have because of a fact that we know. Amen. He goes on here and says it's because of the earnest of the Spirit. Now he that hath wrought us for the self same thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. He said, now what? The reason we can have confidence is because we have a down payment of the Spirit of God. If you've been saved and born again, the Spirit of God lives in you. So that Spirit of God is manifesting Himself, praise God, so that you can have faith in what God has been instructing and teaching you. The Bible said, Jesus said, when the Holy Ghost comes, said he'll teach you in all things. He brings everything you'll remember. He'll let you know how good God's been to you and how good God's going to be to you. So it gives us confidence. We have confidence because we know, praise God, we have facts. Amen. The Bible, you realize the Bible is full of facts? Amen. It just ain't men's ideals, it's facts that the Lord gives us, praise God, of His goodness and mercy. So how do we get, where does confidence come from? Confidence comes from facts. From having facts, something that we can build our confidence on. Amen? That's where we get it. How do we get it? Look at Philippians chapter number 1. Philippians chapter number 1 says this in verse number 3. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day unto now, being confident of this very thing. Now watch this. That he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of the Lord, unto the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. So Paul says we have a confidence because of the facts that you can be confident in Lord Jesus Christ, because it's a fact that He's begun a good work in you, and He'll finish what He starts. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, don't bail ship on Him, praise God, because He won't on you. He'll finish what He started. What He started in you and I, praise God, He will finish. Praise His holy name. He'll finish what He starts. So that's being confident. Amen. What does it mean? Because it means to have a persuasion. Something needs to persuade us toward that confidence. Amen. And what we have here, the persuader, Paul said, is Jesus Christ. What better persuasion do you need? Amen. The confidence that we have in Him, because we know that He died for our sins and rose again according to the Scriptures, because we have the facts. So we take the facts of what we know about Jesus, praise God, and we apply them to what Paul's telling us, praise God. And he said, then we can have confidence. In other words, he offers us a persuasion. And through that persuasion that God offers, it gives us an inward certainty. So that we can be certain on the inside, praise God, that God's begun something in us. Amen. I don't know about you. Hey, I know God's working on me. It's like the little song that the children sing, that He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. I know that for a fact. I've got confidence, Brother Jeff, that He's working on us. He's working on us every day to make us what He'd have us to be. And Paul said, because we don't, he said, we have this same confidence, praise God. A persuasion, an inward certainty, praise God, that comes about in faith. Amen. Stirs us in faith to believe, praise God. If he's doing it, praise God, it's going to be finished and the work will be completed right. God don't make mistakes.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He finishes what he starts. Praise God. So we know if we have a cause, then we know where it comes from. Amen. From whom, you might say, from whom it came. The Lord Jesus Christ. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 19. The Bible says this. Now catch this. This is good right through here. This little section of Scripture right here speaks in volumes. Philippians 1, verse 19 says, "For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ according to my earnest expectation and my hope." Now, when you've got an earnest expectation and you have a hope, praise God, that sounds to me like he was pretty confident. Amen? Hey, there was an assurance there. Praise his holy name. Thank God. He said, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always. Now, what did we say that confidence brings? That it brings boldness. It exercises courage so that we can be bold and have courage, praise God, in the Lord. A confidence. Amen. You know, Pastor Jeff, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say in church tonight that we need to have confidence in the Lord Jesus. You need to have confidence. You say, "Preacher, I believe you've got all the confidence in the world." Well, I may do, but you need to have confidence in Him too. Paul was telling here that we can have this confidence. He said, "What I have, the confidence I have, the boldness I have," he said, "I want you to have also. That with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death." Amen. He says, if I have to be a martyr, praise God. But now listen to what he said, verse 21. He said, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, "What, live or die?" He said, "But to die is gain." Praise his holy name. He said, "But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I want not. For I am a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better." Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, we know, praise God, we have a confidence tonight that to be with the Lord is far better than anything we have here. You say, "Well, preacher, there's a lot of good stuff here that I really, really like. And I really, really do." Amen. But that's all right, praise God. There's a lot of things that we like here, we enjoy here. But praise God, I want to say that Jesus Christ and being with Him is far better. Amen. We get to go to a place where there's no heartache, no sickness, no dying, no dread, no sorrow. Praise God. No graves. Praise His holy name. But he says, nevertheless, verse 24, "To abide in the flesh is more needful for you." And now watch 25. He said that having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. Paul says, "I'm going to come again." So I've got confidence in the Lord. He's going to see this thing through. He's going to bring me to you again. We're going to worship together, lifting up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're just going to shout it out for a while. Amen. He said, "Before I have to go out of here, I'm going to become an encouragement to you." Why? Because he had a confidence about him. He said he was confident. He said having confidence, being confident in Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, an exercise of courage, praise God, to brought about a boldness in him, praise God, for the glory of God, the cause of Christ. Amen. So where did it come from? It comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. His confidence comes from the Lord. Amen. We attain it. Let's review here a minute. We retain it because we have facts. Amen. We know what He's done for us. We know that He lived and bled, died for our sins on the cross of Calvary, and rose again victorious over death and the grave. Facts. Offers us confidence. Amen. From the facts that we have, praise God, the facts of a persuasion that's in our hearts, we're persuaded that these things that they tell us about, that they are true and facts that took place. A persuasion, praise God, that gives an inward clarity, an inward certainty, praise God, of who Jesus Christ is and what He done for us. I don't have any doubt in my heart what Jesus done. Brother Bill, I know that He died for me. And I know that the Holy Ghost convicted my heart, like I said this morning. And I know that I bowed my face and I asked Him to forgive me of my sins. And He did. Saved me by His grace. And I said this morning, praise God, facts. The facts is that He saved me. And the Bible teaches me that He put me in the Father's hand. And that's where I am now. Amen. Facts. Confidence. Praise God. And where I am, Lord Jesus Christ. That inward certainty that He gives us. And inward certainty. When we have that inward certainty, you know what it does? It stirs up our faith. Amen. It gives us a strong faith, an encouraging faith. A faith that encourages not only ourselves but others. Amen. It sounds to me like confidence is pretty important. Amen. We need a confidence, not in ourselves, but in Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And as I said this morning, that faith, it comes by grace. Grace. For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Not a works lest any man should boast. So we have that confidence, praise God, because of faith that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ, from comes through grace of the Father. Amen. So where does grace come from? I just said it. It comes from God. So we have confidence because of the grace of God. And because of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that comfort, that confidence comes from God through the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. That makes a difference. So we have to ask ourselves tonight, do we really have confidence? And who's our confidence in? I've said many, many times we can put our confidence in these people of the world and they'll let you down. You put your confidence in a man and they'll let you down. To finish my story, basketball story, we put all our confidence in Allen. He was great. I mean, you loved him to death. You'd have to meet him. He's a great guy. We put all our confidence in Allen. This year was going to be the year, Brother Junior. But when we got to the last game before state, there was somebody that was better than Allen. And we got beat. Amen. But we had confidence. We were excited. But I want to say this. I said I'd say this. But we've got one, praise God, that we can have confidence to be excited about that's already won the victory.
Amen.
We already know the end result. That Jesus Christ is the victor. Jesus Christ has won. And praise God, I'm glad I get to play on His side.
Amen.
Amen. A confidence in Jesus Christ, what He's done for us. We don't have to beat it through this world alone. We can go through this world with Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, praise God, with all the confidence in the world. We can exercise courage. We can be bold, praise God, and just hold on with confidence. Be confident in Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He'll never fail us. He'll never let us down. And we already know the end of the story. Amen. Well, you say, preacher, what is it? It's when there's a trump and a shout and a come up hither. All those that's born again, praise God, will go out of here to be with Him. But Jesus said, He told Nicodemus, you must be born again. He said, well, how can I be born again? How can I enter into my mother's womb and be born? He said, no. He said, you must be born of the Word and the Spirit. Amen. The Word and the Spirit. He said, the Word of God touches your heart through the Spirit of God, and He converts you. As I said this morning, takes that Word from your head to your heart. There's a lot of people today that don't have confidence in their Lord and Savior because they have a head knowledge, but they don't have a heart knowledge. We have to know and believe, praise God, that Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords. He's the King of glory. He's my Lord, my Savior. Amen. My Redeemer. And He lives. Praise God. Do you know that? Do you know that you know today? I guess what I'm asking today, do you have confidence? Who's your confidence in? Is your confidence in Allen? He'll let you down. But is your confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ, who's promised He would deliver you safe, praise God, unto Himself? He prayed that high priestly prayer, and I'm done. Brother Kevin, he prayed that high priestly prayer in the garden as he was going through the Kidron Valley, across over to Gethsemane, where he would pray and give his life for our sins. And he prayed that high priestly prayer. He said, Lord, Heavenly Father, I pray that you touch me. He said, I pray that you touch my disciples. And I, he said, I pray that you touch all the people that my disciples touch. And he said, Heavenly Father, I want all of them to be with me where I am. That's the Lord's desire. And if we put our confidence in that tonight, praise God, it'll give us confidence down in our hearts that we can take with us down this journey called life, that we can finish well this course, and we can finish not with a pout but with a shout, praising and giving God glory all the way to His house. Amen. That's what I'm looking for, is the Father's house. He said, in the Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go prepare a place for you. He said, if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. I want to be in that place with Him. Don't you? Amen. I'm prepared. I'm ready. I'm looking forward to it. As I told you in the beginning, before we got into the message tonight, we have a soon coming Savior. Amen. A Redeemer. Because before the little nation of Israel realizes everything and sees Him coming, praise God, the church is going to be gone out of here. We're going to be raptured out of here to be with the Lord. And so the Bible says, so shall we ever be with Him. Amen. Forever and ever. And we can't comprehend that in our mind. But God said that's where we'll be one day in a little while. And He said that, Paul saying here in the Word of God, God's a teacher. He said that we need to have confidence till He comes. And our confidence has to be in a fact. And the fact is, Jesus Christ loves you and gave Himself for you. Amen. Praise His holy name. Stand with us. Praise the Lord. We've